accession number 20190, real 1.
Yeah, it was about 1940, really, because my mum, you know, was a big family, and my mum wouldn't let me go away for the Land Army ammunition, you know. So, like I say, we started swanning hunters, and it was a form of cleaning, but not the actual fact cleaning, with just as it was sort of sweeping up off the boats, you know, and lifting all the pipes and everything and sweeping up, and you'd have so many weeks on there, or maybe months, you'd go and work with the caucus. Electricians, plate-less shed I used to love, you know, the big sheets of, you know, pop the holes and everything. It was marvellous. And then in the lunchtime, there was, you were going to have your dinner. And there weren't cabins as such, they were more like awnings, just sort of with benches around, you know, sit and have your sandwich and your can of tea. And then...
So how old were you when you started?
Well, 17, 18 actually, and sit in the cabin, you know, with the lads having you, and you see the gnawing of the rats just coming out, you know. Dear me. But having said that, the men you worked with, they were super. If they swore, so if they really swore, if it wasn't said at you, you just ignore it, you know, but even if they did, they said, oops, sorry, you know. And then in working with the caucus, they had the fires, you know, with the holes in the side. And
pardon? The braziers.
Yeah. And the boss used to send me over to make the tea and have it. You had your can standing on top of the fire with a welder's rod to lift it off when it boiled, you know. And if you were fortunate to work with the caucus in the winter, it was super. Because you were standing around, the front of you was burned, but the rest of you was freezing your feet and everything, you know. And then,
how did you get to hear about the job?
In the paper.
It was in the paper.
Yeah, it was my husband seen it actually, because my dad worked there. He was a slinger with the cranes, and my future father-in-law then, he was working with the caucus, and it just all started from there. And then I got the blue-eyed job, was working with the HMS Albion. Aircraft carrier.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to work the lift. Mm-hmm. Well, such times it was needed to go to the loo, you know, you used to have to have a handle. Mm-hmm. Well, you used to take the handle away with you till you come back. And of course, when all the men was waiting for their jobs, they were shouting and being and things like that.
Because
they couldn't use the lifts without me, you know.
So who exactly did you work for? I mean, who was your boss? I mean, did you have a specific person?
Well, not really, no. It was more or less like leading hands. Like I say, you were sweeping up. Mm-hmm. And then when the ships was near completion, the Mrs. Kotcher, she was the cleaning lady, you know, she was the head clean. And she'd take us off all the ships that was important, yes, but not important as the one that was getting near completion. And then all the girls and the women used to go on there, screwing all the cabins out with the naphtha and wire wool, get all the paint off the canvas, you know, and polish the portholes and everything. And then you would go on to see the ship being commissioned, you know. Oh, it was really lovely. I mean, seeing it before and after, you would hardly believe how it looked, you know.
So how many women were they doing the kind of work you were doing?
Oh.
Is there a lot to
it? Oh, I have a good feel. I didn't mind about the mess, I didn't worry about that. About 50.
Well, you were all doing various cleaning jobs.
Oh, it was half. But it wasn't such as cleaning, it was what you call a sweeping up. That was the actual word cleaning, but it was a matter of sweeping up. Until, as I say, the ship got near completion. Then there was an actual cleaning, you know, scrubbing all the floor to the
So
night there.
When did you come out to work on the ship? Was it after it had been launched? It was at the time when it was being fitted out.
Yes, yes. So after the... we never used to go... Well, we did. We used to go to the ships while they were on the berth. But after they were launched, we used to go in and up the gangways, you know, and keep the decks tidy for the men that was welding and coking and what have you, the painters. You know, that was something I never did, work with the painters. But, like I said, the cokers and electricians. And then I got the... it wasn't sort of a canteen, it was like a... How can I put it? It was more or less a place where the women used to come and have their tea.
Oh, there was a
if they were too far away to come from the job, where the ladies lose and everything. And then I worked in there for a while. And then...
What was that? That was a canteen specifically?
More or less like... Nothing cooked. Uh-huh. Not, you know, just like a day room, really. Yeah. And you used to just go there and have your sandwiches. It used to be a big table, you know. Uh-huh. And have your cans and your sandwiches. But... and that was it.
Yeah.
You know. But... it was a marvellous times.
And so you were in... When did you start in 1940?
Yes.
And you finished at the end of the war, didn't
you? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
And you weren't married when you
no.
stopped?
No, no. I was married in 1946.
So why did you leave at the end of the war?
Well, my husband was in the Navy, and he came out, you know, and he thought, well, wasn't it got a job for a woman that, with all the men then? I mean, he was away for 2.5 years in the jail and that, like. And then we just got married, and just settled up after that.
So you didn't think it was a good idea for you?
No, he wasn't keen at all. It, you know, wasn't so bad while he was away. Uh-huh. But when he was here and seeing all the men and the young lads, you know, thought, oh, well, that's no job for you. And then from there I went up to the Army-Navy factory, up just up Narrow Road.
Oh, what's that? I don't know this area. What
don't you? Well, it's, you know, the train stayed up Narrow Road. Well, you won't know, but obviously it was like an Army-Navy store. And used to just... price all the thing and put them dozen boxes, you know, of all the old Army Navy uniforms.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
You worked in there for a long time, did you?
Yes. Yeah, oh, I was there for anyway.
That, you started that after you left the...
Yes. Yes, after I left
That's
the yard.
1945, you were in.
Yes. Well, yes. But, as I said, it was rough and, you know, but it was so... happy atmosphere, and the men, oh, they would do anything for you. If they seen you struggling, not like today, if they seen you struggling, so just leave that, Irene, I'll do that, because it was, as I say, welders, cables, and all sorts, but you must keep the decks reasonably clean, you know, and then go down in the holds, and sweep all them up, you know, and tidy them up, and... Like I say, till the next ship was near completion.
Did you, when you went in, I mean, you said that your father had worked in the ship.
Yes, my dad was on the sling and on the crane.
I mean, what did you feel? Did you feel very frightened?
Terrified. Terrified. It was like a big, huge, outer space, you know, work with all the men and everything. But having said that, a half an hour in his... as if you'd been there for years and years, because people were so kind. Uh-huh. You weren't left out and alone.
Did you find you knew a lot of people? I mean,
sorry?
I mean, you come from this... I mean,
yes, so I've lived with me in all my life.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you know a lot of people?
Oh, yes. Well, most of the men. Uh-huh. And then I used to get on the train about 7:10 in the morning with all the lads, and then the trains were packed, but they would push the women on to make sure they're all right, you know. And then run down the bank, you know, and clock in for 7:30. And,
What about going on the ships? Did you find that frightening?
No. No, the ships were great.
I didn't
like the electrician's shops. You know, I don't know what it was, but I used to like to be out in open spaces, you know. But on the ships, it was great. And then, of course, as I say, they wanted someone to do the HMS Albion was on the stocks, and they wanted someone to work the lift, you know, because as you know, how high, imagine how high it is. And I was there till the HMS Albion sailed away. It's beautiful. Yeah,
see any launches?
Oh, any amount, yes.
What do you think of
great. The last one was with Future Father Nor Then. I forget which one they're called. But as I say, he was the last one. Just seeing the launch was going down and they're all waving, and it was a big achievement, you know. And then they would go on trials and then would come back, and there was any do's or don'ts, well, we had to put right or paint us or what have you, you know.
And how much did you get paid?
It was actually good money. Better than all the factories and everything, but what a god.
Did you work? You worked overtime.
Yes. Tuesday and Thursday, only an hour. You know, we're never allowed to work no more than that.
Why was that?
We just had to do so many hours a day, and.
Was that because you were?
Just, you know, we were very young then.
You were
the
young.
Park, yes. You could do more, but you know, it wasn't really allowed.
It wasn't because you were women.
This is it, yes.
It was because you were women,
you see. And then, as I say, the Dark Knights, they were fighting anybody had any accidents going down the halls, because you still had to do the same job in the dark as what you'd done in the day, you know.
You didn't have any lighting down.
No, oh no, just the lights that you carry around with, you know. Oh, I really liked it. And there's four, five. One of the girls is my bridesmaid, she lives in Blackpool now. There was Sally Thompson, Olive Mulligan, Irene Tait, and Gertie White. But after she got engaged, she wanted to be called Betty White. And myself. Mm-hmm. You know, and we were five really good buddies.
And you all worked together?
Yes, yes. Oh, it was great. And then in the plate I shared, I quite enjoyed that. Popping and marking off, you know, with the line, a bit of chore there.
Yes.
Oh, popping on the chores.
That used to be.
Did he? Yeah, oh, I. And this Mr. Cresswell, he was the sort of a leading hand, you know. God, it must have cost the firm pounds. Pounds. He was ever so, always had it. I mean, in a shipyard, he just went reasonably clean and tidy, but he was always ever so with a clean shirt and tie on, you know, and he thought he was Lord Muck.
What was he? He was the plater?
Yes, he was a foreman plater.
Right.
And he used to just, you know, he'd get me to mark the lines off, hold the string, and unpop it, and then mark the. But he wouldn't, he used to do the popping himself. 9 times out of 10, them plates had to be scrapped because they're all out of line. But he wouldn't have it. He was the most hated man in Swanhunders. Terrible. And then, as I said, the young lads come in, you know. And
So you got I mean, it sounds to me like that you got to work on just about everything that was involved in.
Oh,
the
yes.
Part of the ship,
The court. I even had to go welding.
Yeah. You had to do some welding.
Spot welding. Yeah, you know what you call spot welding. Just the, what are they called?
Tacking.
Yeah, tacking. Yeah.
Did you have any training for that?
No.
Just say, get on with it.
Just, you know, they showed you a few times, and then they said, oh, that's wrong, and then you showed another one, and carry on, you're doing fine, and then you were just left with it. And then you used to burn the rivets. You know, you had a proper, like, pair of tongs, the rivets for the
thingies.
Yeah, oh, and then pumping the thing out of there. Oh, it was great. And then, as I say, then men, gentlemen.
No problems, none
whatsoever. Real gentlemen they were. And like I say, the store, they say, oh, sorry, Pet, I don't know where they. And, you know, our forelady, Mrs. Cotcher, used to say, you understand how the men do swear, but if it's not said at you, you ignore it, which we did. But it was very, very little. You know, they were real thorough gentlemen.
What said you had forelady, Mrs. Cotcher, and what was her position? I mean, what was...
Well, she was in charge. She used to give you jobs. She used to say, now, Irene and Olive, you go down to that end of the ship. So, you go to that end of the ship, you know.
She was in charge of the cleaning.
And she was in charge of the cleaning ladies. Yes.
Did you have to join a union when you were in there?
No, we didn't. No. No unions. The men did, but, you see, I think a lot of them knew that we weren't going to be there for that length of time. We're just doing a job more or less for the war. And so that was it, like, so we didn't go into a union at all. The men did, like. But, yeah, there was old women. Really
old women.
Oh, goodness, that old women. Much older than me. And, yeah, they used to love it. Go down with that bedding brace on, you know, and their boots and everything, and that. Proper little, used to have hats with, like, knits on here for your hair, and a little peak thing on, you know. Oh, it was really great.
What did you, by the way, what had you been doing before you worked in Swans?
Just shop work, you know, but and then I had a couple of hours cleaning, and the money wasn't good to cleaning, so I went to the shop work, and then just two of the girls I knew that had been in Swans, and she says, I really want you to try, just marvellous money. I really can't think what it was. Obviously it was good money. Then days, you know, and actually it was my dad. He says, come up, he says, and I'll see you outside the gate, you know, and he took us into this, and he says, your daughter Harry, and blah, 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 how old is she? He says, right, he says, tell her to start in the morning, not next week, anything. So I started that next morning, and I had to go over to my dad's cabin every day and he used to keep his right, you know, and what have you. And what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And he was a slinger for years and years, my dad, and the cranes. Yes. Yes.
So when you... See? I've forgotten the question. Right, what I was trying to... think it's, oh yeah, about your family. I mean, you said that you were, I mean, you were 17, 18, so
yes.
You should have been directed labour because you weren't married.
That's right, yeah.
And your mother.
And my mum, you see, there was seven of us at home, and my mum wouldn't let us go away to the land army or anything like this. But
why was that?
Well, I don't know. She just, if one goes, we all go. That was her motto, you know, just a close knit family. And, then from there, I got a job in what you call the Dole School.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a training school, you know. And
that was when you left school, wasn't
it? Yeah, I didn't need that at all. And then from there, I got a job in what you call the tin factory then. It was like the Tyne brand, putting heroin in thing, you know.
Yeah.
I was there half a day. My hands was cut to ribbons. My dad used to say, that's it.
Yeah.
I begged him to come back there, so I was there half a day. And after that I used to just go around errands helping different people, you know, and maybe skip coppers at the end of the week till this job came along in Swans.
What did you have to do at the Dole School that you didn't like? I mean, what was bad about that?
It was all precision work. You know, or different tools. But it was the same thing day in and day out for very, very little money. Because like a government scheme, you know. And this is something you had to do. It was either a Dole School or go in the land army or join the forces or something. So you had to go.
What kind of precision work was it about? What were they teaching you?
God, I
wouldn't even have to read it. No, I mean, normally I think, the things I've heard about when you go to Dole School is that what the teacher is about the soul, isn't it?
This is all manual work. It was all to do with nuts and bolts. And getting the right screws for the right nuts and put them in that box, you know, putting your washers on and everything. It wasn't knitting or sewing, it was all manual work. Manual work is such that it wasn't heavy, but it was sorting nuts and bolts out in that box and rivets and other boxes, you know. Terrible.
Where did that happen? I mean,
it was in North Shields, it's not there now, like, but, and they were sent to different factories. Already boxed up, ready for the jobs that the factories was doing, you know.
So just using it as a kind of cheap
labor,
more effort.
Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, it sounds like a mini.
Oh, it was pathetic.
What?
Sort them all out and put them in boxes, you know, ready to go away to the factories for various...
Yes, for various jobs.
Oh,
it's all prepared for the war.
Terrible.
When they, were there any air raids on the shipyard when you were?
Oh, aye. Not a lot of mine. I don't know how it is, but the air raids always used to happen at night time.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have air raid warrants. But never ever anything come off it, you know. So that really we're never in any danger. As I said, I don't know how it was, but the area we had here was always night times, or maybe weekends. I don't know whether they planned it right out. But we used to have area warnings and tests and lessons to tell you what to do, what not to do, if anything did happen, you know. But no, there was never any areas where we were there. But dark, very, very dark.
Yeah.
You know, as you appreciate in the mornings and night times.
Well, we had 2 hours.
Yes.
Summertime. Yeah. But, I quite liked it. Mm-hmm. So,
you've worked all your life then? All my life. All my working life.
And you have children, you still
work. I've got one boy in Leicester. Well, he's 38 now, and a daughter in Germany. 34. And actually, that's some grandchildren here. Yeah. That's my sons, two, Julian and Paul. And that's Martin, he comes from Germany. He's going to be a professor, that one. Marvellous. So, and that was all I had, you know, took it.
But yeah. And you work. So after the war, you were working all the time?
All the time, yes, till I had the family. And, as I say, after I had the family, Jack wouldn't let me work till I got them off to school. And then when they got to school, my mum, I just lived around the corner to my mum. And she used to see them from school. And it's just all gone from there. But I worked full-time for years. You name it, I've been there. And
what kind of jobs did you? You did that one?
Yes, and then I was in the clothing factory examining, and mostly shops. I love shop work, you know.
Yeah.
So, as I say, I worked full time for years, and when I've come on to part time, I don't know how I've done full time to run your house and everything, but like I say, it pays off. You know, it's really good. So now I just work Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 2 in
a
pork butcher shop. So it's quite nice. Yeah. It's enough, you know.
What about when you were working in the war? Did you go out with any of the people that you worked with?
No. When we finished work, that was it. Because you see, I live in Percy Main, and all the girls that I worked with, they lived in World's End. Well, with the air raids being on, you were fighting to go out in case you couldn't get back or anything happened. So when work finished, that was it. We never seen them anymore. You didn't even have go to dances or anything. In case anything happened, you know.
In fact, you didn't go out much at all?
No, because then Jack was away then in the Navy, and we just used to sit at home and play cards with my mum and dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, my brothers and sisters.
So did any of your... Were you the oldest in your family?
Second youngest.
Most of them are.
Yes, my brother Harry, he was a driller in the slipway. Just a yard further down than Swan and Hunters, you know. My other brother was in the army. Of course, my elder sister, she was married with a grown-up family. There was 5 of them, so, and her husband was in the army. So she had plenty to do to look at home, you know.
Rats, is that the kind? I mean, had you thought about that before you went in?
No, hadn't. And I heard my dad say about them, like, you know, and to feed them. Because when my mum used to put his bait up, she used to say, I've got spam. It was a thing then, spam, you know, it's chopped pork now, for want of a better word. And my mum used to say, I've just got spam the day for you, Harry, or cheese, you know. She, oh, that's okay, the rats eat out. Now, and I used to bother, you know. And then I tell you, when the first day I went to me, dad, me didn't I just console myself, really.
Console
yourself. And sitting on the seat, like, you know, my dad says, just sit still, Danny. Just sit still. And there's the, you can see the nose come through the hole, and it began burning on. Just trying to edge me, like, he says, sorry, they're not going any further than that. And then one of them, my dad's friend, just a high bit of beer down. And lo and behold, there was at least five or six scrambling over this one, and they would never touch you. You know, they would just hide the food down. And then after I got into the crate, I shared the young lads, and Helen, that was another girl I used to work with, she said, how are you, I'm going to have a beat. Oh, Helen, I just sit on the sheet, you know, on the plate. She says, oh, no, it's too cold. Well, I used to go into this, like, not more as a shed as such, but like an open thing, like, you know. Lo and behold, because everything was quiet, and the lad used to just do it. You see, listen, and sure enough, there was ginger ones, horrible ones. But as long as I had that food, and then one of the lads used to take that little wireless with them, that was it. You see, the rats no more, you know. But going down the ships, when it was pretty dark, like, you'd stop your bush and bang the shovels and all sorts to give them time to get away, you know. But it was an experience that I'll never ever forget. Because, about a couple of years ago now, I seen one of the girls, Irene Tate, and she asked us what I was doing, like, you know, and she says, do you remember the days? And we reminisced.
Yeah.
And she says, I would love to go back. Well, and I would have, because there's still a lot of women working to this day, doing the same job as we've done. So obviously, over the years, it hasn't changed at all. Money-wise, yes. But work-wise, they still do the same.
Yes, there's still women cleaning.
Oh, aye. Yes.
Do you think then it was unfair that you had to leave?
Well, I think so, yes. I was quite happy. But I knew I had to let it live with my husband because we were getting married in the July 46. And I thought, well, he's done his bit, I've got to do my bit. And I just packed up, like, you know. And my mum was pleased because she wasn't too keen. She was a bit straight-laced. Mm-hmm. Girls working with a whole lot of men, you know. Yeah. So my mum was quite pleased that I packed up. And just sort of went from there, you know.
Were there many other people forget? Was that a common sort of thing that people said about you? Working, you know, a girl working with a lot of men?
No, just your own individual.
Your own people?
No. You weren't... years ago when you were a barmaid, you were a slut and what have you. But working in the shipyards, we were doing it. So I'm not saying, well, it was obviously a good job, otherwise it wouldn't have been kept on. But a job of work that was keeping the ships going, that nobody else could have done. You know, we were, used to look upon us for doing good jobs and things like that. But, oh no, you weren't downed or you weren't ridiculed or anything because you worked in the shipyards. Oh no. In fact, a lot of people used to say, I wish I could get a job in there.
Yeah.
I wish I could think of what the money was, but it was fantastic.
Really? What about, so did you think of it like that? Did you think you were actually doing a man's job?
Well, I used to, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot, as you know, a lot of the lads went away to war, and they couldn't do the jobs, so somebody had to do it, so we were next in line, you know. And I must admit, we did a marvellous job, because when the ships was completion, there were like new pins, beautiful. And that was, you got more overtime when the ships was completed, because you were working on the ships with lights on. Then we used to work 7:30, Saturday morning, but never a Sunday.
Was that part of the pressure of completing the
ship? That's it, yes. It had to be out for a certain time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were so many off that ship. All the good workers got the job with the year completion, you know, and you stand back and, oh, beautiful. Really lovely. Just stand on your hands and knees with naphtha and wire wool, rubbing on the paint. And you hadn't got to rub too hard because you would take the scuff off the lino, you know, but it was great. The best job was working the lift on the Avenue. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
So, do you think you've had as good a job as that since?
Yeah, I've had quite some happy jobs, but